America tonight. Right off the bat, of course, we go inside the Beltway. Ken Bassnett joins us from Papermedia News, back for a second time, so I guess he enjoyed it the first time. Ken, a lot of big things happening in Washington, as per usual, and you were at a big press conference. What can you tell us about that?
Well, the big guy grabbed the bully pulpit today, that's for sure. It appears President Obama heard Senator Bernie Sanders' plea for applying some shared sacrifice in this contentious debate over deficit reduction. President laid down his marker in the showdown with the GOP. He argued that without removing tax breaks for things like hedge fund owners, oil and gas companies, corporate jets, could mean taking scholarships away from college students, cutting back on medical research. I think we've seen enough of that already. And curtailing health care for the elderly. He drew the line in the sand. Now, the Republicans are still unrelenting. Speaker Boehner wasted no time saying, we will not raise taxes. But, of course, this isn't a pure tax, this isn't a pure tax hike. This is taking companies that are making billions of dollars in profits, wealthy people, who work for these companies, have private jets, and saying, you have done well. You can't afford to not have these tax breaks anymore. Should be an interesting fight between now and August 2nd, I'll tell you what.
Good boy, no kidding. And what was the deal about, I saw this later in the day, about just working through the break, working through July 4th. Was that a little bit of grandstanding?
It is, but it's a beautiful thing because it's not just lip service. He basically said, look, let's get this thing done. You guys tell me I haven't been in on this thing. I've been doing Afghanistan. These are the president's words. I've been doing Bin Laden. I've been dealing with the Greek crisis. And he basically said, I'll tell you what. You guys get something done, or maybe you're going to have to cancel your summer vacation. It's not an empty threat because, as you know, the president can call Congress into session.
Yeah, no kidding. What's your gut on this? I mean, you've covered Washington for a long, long time. What do you think's going to happen? How is this going to come to a head?
I'll tell you, I think that if he decides he wants to make this sale, I think that he can reach the American people on this. I think that he can get people to take a step back and say, you know what? Number one, he's not raising my taxes, which is pretty important, right? But number two, he's right. These people have to, they're making billions. Let them pay more. The problem is the other side will, come back and put out there and spend money on the fact that, hey, if he does this, they're going to raise prices.
Yeah.
I think, but here's the thing. The biggest fear to consumers, of course, would be oil and gas, right?
Yeah.
So you throw them in the mix, and he's going to have to take something off the table. That's a perfect one. But these people with the corporate jets, hedge fund owners, they're not going to be able to pass any expenses on to us.
Right.
There's something to be said for that, He's got a lot to work with. There are so many loopholes, as you know, that, he can just go down the list and they can do this. So my feeling is that if he wants to make this sale, he can. But more importantly, you and I touched on this last night, he needs to give our side something. He needs to give the progressive wing that carries the signs, make the phone calls, write the checks, and then cast the votes. He's got to throw a bone. This would be a good one.
Yeah,
if he can get Bernie Sanders out there saying, you know what? I was afraid he was going to sell us out again, and he didn't. That'll score big points for him. He would love nothing more than for us to be pacified.
Right. This is going to be interesting to see. It's going to be interesting to see what the crescendo ultimately is. I like your take on this. But Baz, we'll talk to you again here from Talk Radio News. Thanks for joining us on America Tonight.
All right, and the big question is, and we were just talking about this, 4th of July, Rand Paul and several other Republicans are saying, okay, well then let's work through the holiday. Congress working through the 4th of July, you think they would actually get things done if they did that over this debt ceiling? And what people don't understand is, what does the debt ceiling mean to you and me? A bunch of politicians on both sides of the aisle playing tug of war and positioning themselves and trying to stave off either taxes or push to have taxes be the be end all in this situation. Just get it done, solve the riddle somehow. The bottom line is this. If the debt ceiling isn't raised in time, that means the Treasury can't be able to pay 40 and 45%, maybe even a little more, of the 80 million payments they have to make every month. Because that's what it is. Remember, we're Loan Central. So if you delay raising the debt ceiling, you're not even paying off the interest, that would affect a whole bunch of people. It really, truly would affect Social Security. If you get Social Security checks, it would affect federal workers and military folks getting the paychecks. It would also affect payments to Medicare and Medicaid, doctors, providers, as if they really like what's going on now. So here it is. Once again, the little guy is over the barrel on this. And there are so many politicians that are saying, and I understand why, well, forget it. We're not going to raise the debt ceiling. We're not going to be held hostage again to the nonsense that we've dealt with since the fall of 2008 with the bank's too big to fail crisis. But you have to look under the hood, because then the problem is it's the middle class that gets jabbed. So if they're not even paying the interest, that's really what will happen. August 2nd, no money to pay, no money to pay the government's bills and to do it on time, and having already reached the legal borrowing limit back in May, remember, because they're taking these, quotes, extraordinary measures to keep the country out of default, that's what will happen. So cash on hand, you got to make a $29 billion interest payment, $29 billion interest payment. They wish it was $29 to investors on August 15th. Then the government would have to defer 44% of federal spending, and so then you also have to look at the rest of the economy. Ugh, it's a mess, but it'll mess it up for that many more people. So we are holding the bag again. It's we're always on the opposite end of this. Always the people of the United States are on the opposite end, and here we go again. So ultimately the question is, you want to see the people in Washington work through the holiday? I mean, here we are. We're right on the doorstep. There's only a couple days left. What are the odds that they're going to come to some kind of a compromise on raising the debt ceiling, figuring out a way to solve the deficit problem? I'm going to say that's not going to happen in 2 days. Better chance that pigs would fly. In fact, I think I just saw one fly by the window of my studio right now. So, of course, we're going to talk about the debt ceiling and digging deeper as to what it would mean to you. Guarantee there are people listening to me right now that head to the mailbox to get a Social Security check. How badly do you need the check? What about the military families? You got a guy who's been deployed 2-3 times, has a family of 4 back in Cincinnati. The checks need to come. The checks need to pay for the kids' clothes and for the cereal and for everything else in between. You get my drift. All right, coming up on the flip side, we're going to talk about being made in America. Wait till you meet the guy that I'm going to introduce you to. Love this guy, Todd Lipscomb. He says he's got the solution to reducing the trade deficit. You're going to want to stick around for this one.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We've been pleading this case for a long time on America Tonight. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, Coast to Coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between. And you know what I'm talking about, Made in America. Remember our experiment? I asked all of you to take about 2 months and go through your houses and flip things over. The tchotchkes that you bought while you were on vacation, maybe some of the pants that you have thrown back in the closet, buyer's remorse, and to see where they're made, just to see how much of it was made in the USA. And then what ultimately I did was I made a graph of different items and what people had to say, and came up with, at least for this audience and the people who took part in the little experiment, that only 38% of what was in your household, as far as you could tell, was made in America. Now, that is a sad, sad turn of events in this country, and definitely part of the problem. Todd Lipscomb joins us now. He knows all about that because he started the company MadeInTheUSAForever.com, and it's an online store of American-made products. Todd, thanks for popping on America Tonight. How are you doing?
Great, Kate. Thanks for having me tonight.
So you heard me talk about that little experiment, mm-hmm. and I think people were blown away by that because, truly, yeah. they didn't believe that they were buying all these goods that were made in China and other places, and sure enough, they were. This doesn't surprise you, though.
You're absolutely right, Kate, and I appreciate your leadership on this issue. You know, if we walk into these big mega stores today, it's sometimes hard to find any products at all. You know, besides toiletries made here in the States. It's pathetic anymore. You know, I spent 7 years total in Asia working for an American tech company, and I've seen it all. I've spent a lot of time in China. And if you saw the worker conditions and the pollution there to get these low, low everyday prices, I think most people would be shocked by it. And, you know, China's out to be the next superpower, Kate, and they're doing everything they can to absorb every factory they can out of the United States. And Washington's just been sitting on their hands. We need to do something about it.
And what can people do? People are listening to this conversation now. They've heard me rant about it. You've done that, obviously, with your company and all the places that you've appeared and talked media-wise and elsewhere. What can people do instead of sitting on our hands? What can we do to light a fire under the folks in Washington?
Yes, absolutely. We need to contact our congressmen. It's particularly important right now because they're trying to push through the Korean free trade deal again, and this is really a bad deal for the USA. I think everyone agrees we're going to lose 160,000 manufacturing jobs, and it's also going to add $1 billion to the budget deficit because they're going to provide welfare for these people that are losing their jobs. Wouldn't it be better if they just didn't lose their jobs at all? So I'd urge everyone to contact their congressman against the Korean free trade deal and these other free trade deals. You know, I'm a numbers person, Kate, and I haven't seen any evidence that any of these free trade deals were net positive to the United States. And I saw firsthand in Asia, especially Korea, for example, in this case, they have in effect tariffs that are not as formal as what we're used to here, and so Washington doesn't comprehend it. For example, the Korean IRS will audit almost everyone that buys a foreign car in Korea. So if someone buys a Ford there, they get audited by the Korean IRS. You know, who's going to bother with that? If we did that here in the States, no one would be buying these Hyundais and Kias.
Absolutely. It would be inconvenient, and there's no way. We are certainly the land of convenience, and it would be the same if you double back to another country. When you started your online store, when you started to do that and started to find the products, what surprised you the most? And the reaction was big. Were you surprised by the immediate hit, the immediate reaction? And how do you go about finding all the stuff?
Yeah, when I founded MadeInUSAForever.com, I was super impressed, Kate, with the passionate reaction from people from all over the nation, from every kind of background. This wasn't like a red state or a blue state thing at all. It was a red, white, and blue thing. And folks, you know, have a lot more in common, I think, than they realize and are worried about our nation and our future and our children's future if we don't take some action. And it used to be it involved a lot of research for me to hunt down these small companies. But now that the word is getting out and folks are telling these manufacturers to contact us, we're adding more and more all the time. We're up to over 450 suppliers listed on MadeInUSAForever.com. And that's over 2,650 products. And I just came out with my book, too, Remade in the USA. So the word is really spreading.
Yeah, and Remade in the USA is an odyssey of all the things that you've learned and we're just talking about, correct?
Absolutely. And what we need to do about it. You know, there's still time if we take action now. Otherwise, we're going to end up like Greece, except that we won't have Germany to bail us out.
Yeah, people really can't sit idle on this. And the other thing is, and what we're finding, and maybe it's partially the economy, and you could certainly speak to that, because it's small business, baby, that fuels the backbone of the United States. I mean, how many businesses, and a small business can be 500 employees or less.
Right.
I had the number pegged at least, Todd, like 90%, but sadly, we don't want that number to keep going down, because that's what's eroding the economy, don't you think?
Absolutely. You're right on target, Kate. Small business creates the vast majority of new jobs in this nation, and they're getting pulverized. You know, they talk about the small business loans and all of this, but I don't see it. When I talk to all of these vendors, they're under a huge amount of pressure. Banks aren't lending. Nobody's giving credit. Everyone's just worried about cash and making payroll. And circling the wagons and trying to survive. And we need to break out of that and start to grow again if we're going to make some change happen.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you wholeheartedly. Have you found when you, with all the products, you were talking, what did you say, over 2,600 products now?
Yeah.
With all the products that you have, what have you found has been the most successful? I mean, what are people really catching on to? Oh, this is made in the USA. I'm ordering this.
I think the most exciting product for a lot of people and the most emotionally charged one is blue jeans, because what could be more American than that? But Wrangler, Lee, and Levi's have all sold us out and are making their product not even in Mexico anymore. You can find them now made from China. And, you know, it's just sad to see that. But there are – we've got three really good family-owned, you know, blue jean manufacturers that are still making it right here in the USA. And I think folks will be very pleasantly surprised that they're a lot cheaper than the Chinese-made Levi's.
All right, so jeans. Jeans is definitely the thing. What do you do? You're Mr., you know, made in the USA forever. What do you do for the 4th of July?
Oh, I'll be enjoying it with my young kids and watching the fireworks.
Excellent. That's the way to do it, my friend. Todd Lipscomb, thanks so much. And check out the website, madeinusaforever.com. You have a great 4th.
Thank you, Kate.
Thanks. Okay, as we were talking about, and he brought it up, in what's going on with the Korea Free Trade Act and ultimately what's happened in the past with these trade agreements that we've had. And as he said, and I've kind of found the same thing in looking for hard numbers, you're not finding any really big gains. And see, it's what we always say, what's the other side of the story? What's the other side of the story? And that's why I like the fact that we threw it out there and some of you really picked it up about trying to figure out what you owned that was actually made in this country. And it really, I mean, it really truly is harder and harder to find things that are made here. Now, not when you go out to, let's say, farmers markets or fairs where they have booths set up and people are making things, have homemade things that they're selling, whether it's jams and jellies and breads and different goods and soap and whatnot. But on a broader scale where they're manufacturing it, and when everyone's running into Walmart, you know, see, ultimately, that's the thing. That's the thing that is killing us in this country. And the job shift is the really disturbing thing as well. As more jobs move out, move on, it's a mad dash and scramble to try to find a replacement gig. And not so easy. You can't just apply to 50 different companies because the other 50 different companies have also outsourced their jobs. So you can't go down the street. You can't go a couple of towns over. It's become that much more difficult. Hang with us, because coming up, we've got odds and ends, including a little fair or foul we're going to stick in there. Princess Di, what she would look like at 50. I almost doubled over, fell over, when I was at the self-checkout line in the grocery store the other day by a magazine cover that I saw. I'm going to tell you about it next.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Himbi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Behind on your payments or barely making minimums? Massive interest payments have you running like mad in circles. How long can you keep it up? Stop running. Let the Thomason Law Group carefully plan your escape. We're one of only a few remaining debt relief companies to survive massive government crackdowns. Why? Because the Thomason Law Group has proven itself, helping thousands of people like you reclaim their financial future for over 18 solid years. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and offices in all 50 states. Our expert credentialed staff can specifically tailor make your absolute best recovery plan. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call the Thomason Law Group now for a free no-obligation consult with a trained legal analyst. 1-800-756-3744. Call now because you're tired of running. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modifications. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I filed from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Topping odds and ends this time around, you know, it's where we tie a lot of odd kind of things up in a neat little segment. Well, sort of neat. Sometimes it gets sloppy. I am the poll, Princess. There is no doubt about it. It's interesting to check out what the polls say, and they do skew in different directions depending on what Pew poll you're looking at, Rasmussen or any of the others, the CNN polls. So this is the scoop. The latest, greatest one. A generic Republican candidate holds a 4-point lead, supposedly, over President Obama in a hypothetical 2012 election matchup. So it's the fifth week in a row that that ghost candidate has been ahead, and the widest gap so far between the two. So the generic Republican candidate support would be 46% rather of likely U.S. voters, and the president picks up 42% of the vote. Here's the tricky thing, 3% prefer some other candidate, 9% are undecided. So what does it mean? You know, there's a lot of people you could talk to that will give you the positives and the negatives on both sides of this thing. In fact, when we talk to our friends at Talk Radio News who smother Washington like a blanket, they'll tell you this. Well, you're at a Democratic fundraiser. Everything's looking good, and the president should ease his way into another term. You're at a Republican fundraiser. No way does Obama win. And whoever they put up is better than Obama, and they're going to win. So we're really looking at strange days ahead when it comes to 2012, and it's still pretty far out of the gate. Now, the president is certainly doing some stops along the way and some fundraisers, so he's slightly running. The people behind the scenes are running for him because there's so many serious issues. 2.5 wars going on, this debt ceiling, what are you going to do? Are you working through the holiday? And a gazillion other things erupting in the Middle East. I mean, my goodness, I picked up the Jerusalem Post today, and all the headlines were so ugly about uprisings in Egypt now turning violent. So nothing has been settled there. And the Yemeni president dealing to end the crisis there after the attacks have happened. And moving on to the turmoil in Greece that they covered in the little blip in the Post. So Middle East and Greece and a few other hot pockets along the way. And so here's the bottom line. We're in a serious spot right now. This is not another trivial election. Not that any of them should be treated that way, but this certainly is not the time to trivialize it. And I hope more people than ever, although I know it's just a fantasy of mine that 85% of the American voting population will go out and vote. It's always horrifically low. There is power in numbers, and there is power to the people. And if more people voted, then elections, I think, even with the Electoral College, would swing a little differently. But you will always hear somebody in a crowd say, what difference does it make? My vote doesn't count. And there's a reason it doesn't count, because so many people feel that way. So I'm not getting a lecture here on odds and ends, but that's part of the problem. So you see the Rasmussen poll, for what it's worth, showing that the Republican candidate, any candidate, would be a few points higher than Obama. But like I just said, we can have people on all night long that will tell you that's not right, and other people that will tell you that it is right. So nobody can be complacent on this deal, if you get my drift. Nobody can afford to be complacent. I mentioned this going into odds and ends, and this is really a true story. I was checking out, I was grabbing a couple of things because I got my nephew and sister-in-law visiting, so I was grabbing things that I normally don't eat, you know, the potato chips and all that stuff, and checking out, and I saw the magazine rack, and on the magazine rack, I saw the Newsweek cover that had, and I sort of did a double take because it didn't make sense to me at first. I saw the Newsweek cover that has Princess Di on it with Kate Middleton, who would be her daughter-in-law, of course, if she were alive. And what it is what Tina Brown decided to do to show what if she were alive, because there was so much interest in Princess Diana. What would it be like? What would she be like, and what would she look like at 50 years old? You know, it's been 9 years since that car crash in Paris. 9 years. And I have to say, I didn't like the cover, really. Why do we have to see what she would look like at 50? And the oddness of putting her next to Kate Middleton, I thought, was a little strange. And somebody said to me, what do you make of that? What do you think of that? Do you think that that's disrespecting? Is that dissing the princess by having that kind of a cover? I don't know if it's dissing her. I just think it's tacky. I don't know. Kind of poor taste to me. But Tina Brown, that's the deal. She's the magazine guru. She was brought into Newsweek to lift them up because the magazine world, of course, is struggling like so many other print things. And you're going to, as much as you may have journalism sandwiched in between, you're going to have things that are added in, I think, to, of course, suck people into buying the magazine, to picking it up. Because if you're paying a couple of bucks, more than a couple of bucks, for the magazine, that's what people are looking for, the sensationalism. And you could certainly write a story about what's happened and what's happened to the things that she worked on, and looking back on her life and money she raised or whatever. And they do a piece like that. The piece, in fact, in the magazine is fine. It just says, what would she have been? You know, she would have been 50. What would she have been like? And here's some of the things that she did, and here's what she might have done, but here's what she did accomplish. And for that, I think it's okay. But I don't know. To me, the cover is just a little tacky. A little tacky to see that, especially with the two of them next to each other. But then I moved on and realized, oh, there's so many other more important things to worry about. Even besides the debt ceiling, there are other things that are hanging in the balance, like the cost of war. This is another thing in the Cha-Ching department that we have talked about ad nauseum here on America Tonight. While we're all desperate to get into the black, and we continue to move along at a snail's pace, and yes, we know what the drop-dead date is, 2014, and all the other things that have happened, and how many troops will be withdrawn. We talked about that a couple of weeks ago, and the president addressed the nation. So the cost for the troops, a $1 trillion price tag for the wars. The cost of the war overall, $3.7 trillion and counting. We have to bring the troops back home. We can't afford it. And we know this. This is a staggering amount. The final bill, $3.7 trillion, might be $4.4 trillion. And this is research that was done by Brown University, and they're trying to crunch the numbers, and that's what they came up with. And that's just way too much, especially with the obligations that we have hanging over our head when it comes to the loans that we have to pay off. And a lot of the generals don't agree with that. A lot of the generals think that we should stay there a little bit longer. But how much can you stretch a federal budget, first of all, when there is no existing budget? How far can you stretch it to cover these wars? And we've got an aging population. Can you say baby boomers? Baby boomers? It's very, very scary. I'm so frightened in the next 10 years that we could end up with tent cities all over the place. Because what are you going to do if you've got nowhere to turn? I hope not. I mean, I hope we are not riddled with that and we're in that kind of a crisis. But we have to get out from underneath all of this. All right, I got a really good one to end on. Craziest thing, and very funny to hear it. I heard it earlier in the day. There were a bunch of turtles that were crossing the runway in New York at JFK International Airport. So it stopped flights. And you know why they crossed the runway? Well, to get to the other side, ba-dum-bump. But to get to the other side to lay eggs on the little sandy shores of the wildlife refuge, which is right there. It borders the airport, and that's what they were doing. This is what they do. 150 diamondback terrapin turtles spotted Wednesday morning crossing what was runway 4L, they call it. So you had pilots galore from JetBlue and some other airlines that just basically stopped and let the turtles pass. So flight delays attributed to turtles, about 15, 20 minutes. Hey, we're circling around New York, ladies and gentlemen. Look out to your right, and you'll see the Statue of Liberty, Lady Liberty. And the reason why we're circling is because there are turtles that are crossing the runway. And it's the most popular breeding ground, they say, in North America. That Jamaica Bay, 185 acres. Who knew? I have to say, I had no idea that the turtles really had to cross so that they could lay eggs. Coming up, we're checking the mail. Plus, if you want to throw in your 2 cents on any of the stuff we've been talking about, like Princess Di, fair or foul. Check her out at 50 on the cover of Newsweek, along with her would-be daughter-in-law, Saki. 800-259-5791.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
So jump on it as we head to the finish line here on America Tonight for this hour. Anyway, 800-259-5791. Actually talking about a couple of different things, including the fact that Newsweek put on its cover a 50-year-old Diana with her daughter, Kate Middleton. And Tina Brown, of course, is the woman behind Newsweek now. She was brought in to sex it up, and she certainly has gotten some headlines over it. And I think ultimately that was the intended idea in a world where Newsweek and other mags are hurting because sales are down. The digitally aged Diana next to Middleton was supposed to create some buzz, so the editor-in-chief knew that she would get some buzz, and she did. There's a lot of debate going on, mostly on the internet, as to whether or not this was tacky to do it, or was it intriguing? I'm going to say it wouldn't have been as tacky, I guess, if she didn't include the daughter-in-law, Kate Middleton, who would be her daughter-in-law, of course, if she were still alive. So, and then the other thing that we've been talking about almost to the point where we're sick of talking about it, although it's so vital to us, is the debt ceiling. And will it be lifted or not? Will Washington stay through the 4th of July weekend to figure it out? Should they stay through the 4th of July weekend to figure it out? I know I keep rolling back to the same bloody thing. Do any of us in our lives have time, the luxury, to constantly extend, 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 extend? No, we don't. It's almost like we've got to give, and so that's why I understand this 4th of July thing. You have to give them a hard deadline, but not a deadline, okay, we're totally screwed if you don't do anything by August 2nd. Not that kind of a deadline. It's like they're deadline junkies, though, in a different way. Perhaps if it's, okay, you got to solve this thing, or we are staying here through the 4th and working, throw that out there and really, really push it and really, really mean it. Hey, you know, maybe, just maybe, that works. You always send a ton of mail, and I can see why, because I browbeat you to do so, to send me your thoughts on what's going on with the show to AmericaTonight.net, and then you click on the email and boom, you're in. So without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
The mail is here. Ooh.
Yes, it is a ooh. Here's one from Lee, listening to us in Connecticut. Hello, America Tonight and Ms. Kate Delaney. I have a question about what's going on with the AP. You know what I'm talking about. The AP working on an agreement to have a bureau in North Korea. Is this true? How can that be? Well, hasn't the AP operated something out of North Korea for a few years? Okay, here's the deal. Upon further review, the AP has had some sort of a TV office for a few years. But this news operation would be the first permanent text and photo bureau, that's what they're calling it, that would actually be operated by a Western news organization, which I find so odd with the dictator that he is, Kim Jong-il. Would he really allow a Western organization? Can they really file dispatches talking about Pyongyang and not have any kind of government interference? Lisa Ling's sister and her friend, remember just a short while ago that were, what, a year and a half ago or maybe 2 years it's been now, where they were picked up in North Korea, remember, and accused of spying and all that stuff. So now you're going to have a Western Bureau of AP there and not have any kind of interference? That doesn't seem to gel. Let's go to Jeff in Oregon. Hey, Jeff, you made it in right under the wire. What's up?
What do you think of the NFL? Since you're forced for the NIC.
Well, okay, what do I think of the NFL, meaning with, are they going to come back or not? I was talking to somebody earlier in the day who right all along has insisted to me that they're not even really close on a deal, that everything that you read in the press or you look on ESPN or Fox or whatever, you know, they're feeding information out saying, geez, it's looking better, we may come up to an agreement, but I've heard that they're really not that close to an agreement, that you can expect we're probably not going to have an NFL season.
You should have the inside track, Kate.
Well, I try to have the inside track, but the problem is everybody thinks they have the inside track. Here's somebody that I trust. Jay Glazer, who's from Fox Sports, he has the most connections of any person I ever worked with or ever met. I mean, the guy, I don't know if he even sleeps. He's saying that there was a secret or whatever call-in deal as to what should happen with the players, and the players apparently are not happy with what's going on, and that a deal isn't close, that they're not close to a deal. People are just looking for some optimism, and you're hearing that, but there's not a lot of optimism. The players think the owners are taking advantage of the sense that there might be a deal in order to hurry up and put the screws to them, so I don't think they're going to do it, no. The labor deal's not close.
Same with basketball. What do you think of that, Kate?
I think they'll do a deal. They'll do it.
I don't think so.
I think they'll do a deal.
There might be a lockout for a little while, but I think they come back to play before the season. Different story with the NFL. I don't think the NFL's coming back. Maybe for part of a season. But I'm not buying the hype anymore. I'm buying the sources that I have that I think are close to the ground that really feel like it's just being feeding the beast out there, and it's not true. Jeff, thanks. You got to roll on. Sorry about that, Jeff. We got to roll on to Dan in Texas. He's also in the wings. Hey, Dan. Dan, what are you doing? Are you asleep?
You caught me right in the middle of my steak.
Oh, I love it. I love that you are eating a steak and listening to the show. That makes me so happy. That means that you want to listen and you are eating your steak. I love it.
This is Texas, you know?
I love that. Hey, the meat in Texas is the best, bar none.
Okay, to get to Obama now. Fine, we can stay in with the Congress and the Senate for 4th of July, but no more junkets for him and his little wifey-poo. No more Air Force One till he agrees to $1 cut on diminishing the return of taxation on the American people for every dollar we raise the debt level. $2 trillion he wants? Fine, we'll do $2 trillion, but you cut $2 trillion right across the board. Get rid of the 20,000 employees you've already hired since you became president. Get rid of the EPA's regulations on our oil drilling and interference with us on our air that we breathe, claiming it's a gas. So it's a gas. Big deal. Get rid of all the regulations that they have on business. Get the hell out of our damn way, you bastard.
Oh, Dan. I hope that we caught that there at the very end. You can't, you name caller you. I know that you're upset, but you have to chill, brother. I agree with your ideas that if you're going to take the money, then you have to cut that much money. Absolutely. You know, amen on that. There's no question. If you're going to level and you're going to level them and say, okay, fine, you want $2 trillion. We'll give you $2 trillion, but then we want that in spending cuts. Absolutely. See, there has to be a little tit for tat here. There has to be a play. If it's the art of negotiation and you're trying to work out a deal, both sides truly need to feel like they're getting some sort of a deal. And ultimately, it's just like this NFL negotiations. Both sides are so full of themselves, they can't get out of each other's way, and they can't make a deal. They're not making a deal, and it's the same kind of attitude that we're seeing in Washington, but I agree. There has to be something in it. There has to be a negotiable position, or it's not a deal. So if you're going to ask for taxes, or you're going to close loopholes, then you've got to have even bigger spending cuts to match up. If you have that kind of passion, it's all good, because that means you care about the nation, and you should pour it out into an email to me at americatonight.net.